What's up? This is Raina Says, and we are having a car ride event. So, I've been thinking lately, and I've been thinking about relationships and people that enjoy them and want to be with them and, you know, be in them, I should say. And something I've been thinking about lately is this disconnect between women and men and why it's hard to remain happy sometimes in a relationship. In the beginning, everything goes so well, you know. The sex is great, the relationships are great, you don't argue that much, you know, everything's good. And then, you know, you settle down and shit starts to happen. The real shit starts to happen. And these are not things that you should be scared of or not want to happen. You know, you need to be able to get deeper into the relationship and learn more about the other person. And it's reality that sometimes things will not go the exact same way they did in the beginning, right? However, it's so important for people to remember what makes their significant other happy. And I certainly don't think you should just do things to make someone happy, especially if it takes away from your happiness. But we, you know, discussions should be had and things should be talked about to maintain those things that keeps you both happy, right? So for example, let's say it really just makes your day when your guy gets you flowers, right? And you used to do it all the time in the beginning, and all of a sudden one day you realize, I haven't gotten any flowers in months. What's happening? These are those moments where you can differentiate a mature, respectful relationship from an immature relationship, or a relationship where there's something's missing, right? Where you've transitioned from being this person of love and care, where, you know, maybe you've transitioned from that to being something like, you know, an annoyance or a nagger or something like that. It's so funny when you say nagger. It sounds like you're saying something else, or you're nagging, right? In any case, being able to appropriately and maturely talk to your significant other about those changes, those things that you used to love, those things that you enjoyed, and all of a sudden they're not there, is important. Being able to say, hey, I remember you used to get me flowers all the time. You know, what happened? What changed? Being able to talk about that in a respectful way and getting real answers. Now, here's where I feel bad for people in relationships, especially in relationships where the culture does not allow for a man to express himself well and does not allow for a man to get comfortable with communication. In those moments when a woman who is so used to communicating, so used to expressing herself and her feelings, and that's very appropriate in all cultures, it sucks for the man to be in that situation where he doesn't know how to communicate himself, doesn't have the tools to talk and say, this is how I feel, or this is what's happened, or whatever. So then you get stuck in this moment or this situation where you have someone that's willing to communicate and able to communicate and willing and, you know, kind of throwing it out there like, this is how I feel, what's going on? And the response is short or lacks depth or lacks even the ability to understand what's going on, right? Or the ability to think deeply about why they've done those things. So you're left with this emptiness, this void of information that you need in order to feel comfortable. And I think that these situations really leads to a lack of happiness in relationships. It leads to people not being in relationships anymore, cheating, looking outside the relationship for those voids to be filled, things like that. And it does go back into the importance of counseling even before you're engaged or married. It does go back into counseling and therapy for yourself as an individual and learning how to express yourself and learning to understand why you have these certain types of feelings. Like I said, you know, when you think about like that honeymoon phase of relationships and just how exciting it is, the reality is it will never stay just like that. It won't. Like I said, it can't. Because shit happens that's going to really push you to learn more about yourself and your partner. You know, God forbid someone passes. God forbid someone loses their job or a bill comes due or you make a big mistake. Like, those are not going to be moments where everything's all, you know, hunky-dory and you're happy and shit. You're going to have to learn how to work through those things as a team. But that does not mean that certain things that made you happy should just stop. Like a lot of men talk about when they get married and the woman just stops having sex or stops wanting to get down and, you know, she's not as frisky and fun as she used to be sexually. And that really bothers them. And women, you know, kind of dismiss that from the man, like, okay, well, you know, I'm tired. I have a lot going on. And then, not saying it's okay for a man ever to cheat, but then, you know, you can't be so lost and confused why he eventually seeks out that attention elsewhere. The same can be said in a multitude of different ways for both sexes in a relationship. And it comes down to, are you really taking the time to understand and respect your spouse, partner, or significant other? And are you taking their concerns seriously? One of the biggest things I think contributes to failed relationships is not taking concerns seriously, not really believing them when they say something's wrong. You know, not, you know, someone says, I really miss this. I want this. Like, why don't we have this anymore? And being dismissive of that is a huge error in a relationship, in my opinion. And that will typically lead to a mature person that understands their value. Eventually, after they've, you know, exhausted all their resources and plans and tries, they'll move on. And maybe someone that's not as mature or just not as developed or doesn't really understand what's happening to make big mistakes like cheating or seeking out attention in a different, a non-positive way. So I say all this to say, you know, it's really important for us to really emphasize on communication. And if you notice that your partner is not great at that, you know, really focusing on getting them, you know, counseling, therapy, and trying different things to get their communication a little bit better so that you guys can continue having a healthy, loving relationship. So hopefully this helps you, or maybe just helped me to kind of get my thoughts out. But, you know, these are things that I think that us as African Caribbean people, we need to get better at communicating. I know that therapy is starting to get more popular for us, which is great, but it's still very taboo, and we need to, like, you know, figure out how to do it and to get on top of it so we can learn how to understand ourselves, our partners, and to communicate better. So, yeah. Anyway, I will be going back on Raina Says and getting ourselves back into the groove with Raina Says. I think it's important for me to start getting my thoughts out to you guys again. I know you guys have been reaching out to me constantly asking when is a new podcast episode coming. I've had a lot going on, but I'm glad that I was able to get this one out. So yeah, make sure you give me your thoughts on the Raina Says podcast page on Instagram or on Facebook. Otherwise, I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.